USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. NBC Justice Correspondent Julia Ainsley says the High Court has changed its mind.
This is overturning a 2003 opinion by then Justice Sotomayor, who said at that time, we hope in 25 years we won't have to look at race as a consideration in college, but that's just not the makeup of our country right now. Well, it's been 20 years, and these justices have said that they think that race should no longer be a consideration as colleges try to diversify.
It was a 6-3 decision involving the USA's oldest private university, Harvard, and the oldest public school, the University of North Carolina. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA and another day of big-time delays at airports.
Well, it's been a bad experience so far. I have a newborn right here, and I have to be waiting 5 hours. So it's really a bad experience.
That man in New York continues to wait for a flight to take him home. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights, with a lot more possible as we head into the very long Independence Day weekend. As for the air,
it affects both the children and the elderly. It also affects healthy people. So all the levels of people, everybody needs to stay healthy and avoid the smoke.
The advice from Angela Tin of the American Lung Association, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created a big blanket from the Northeast to the Mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And the big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week is expected to shift east, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. There could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the east coast today. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The head of Anheuser-Busch says he has no regrets about the partnership with a trans celebrity and Bud Light.
CEO Brendan Whitworth made the comment Wednesday on CBS This Morning and said there's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it, not just Bud Light. Whitworth said his company has supported the LGBTQ community since 1998 and will continue to do so. Last month, Bud Light lost its spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. because of conservative boycotts over the Dylan Mulvaney partnership. I'm Michael Kastner.
Actor Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in London will start soon. It's expected to last about 4 weeks. NBC correspondent Ali Aruzi says the judge is taking no chances with possible disqualified jurors.
It could go on for even longer. They've selected two extra juror members in case any of the other jurors have any connection to the case while it's going on. They can be easily replaced.
Police in suburban Denver are looking for two men who stole nearly $500 worth of laundry detergent as a customer rolled video.
They're going to steal it. Really, bro? You got to resort to this? Economy's not that bad.
Police have arrested the getaway driver thanks to foil covering his car's license plate falling off as he drove away. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.